Are you sure? Y'all have a good night. And to all. Right off. Everybody calling my phone, blowing me up. What the fuck? What happened? What's going on? I'm going back to bed. Good night.
Snoop won. There we go. Snoop won, everybody else zero.
Welcome to 3ABP, where we are, well, some of us, maybe all of us, I don't know, a few of us, maybe you, the listener, are just as freaking confused as Snoop was in that clip. Well,
yeah.
This is where we're at. Another 3ABP episode where, for some fucking reason, for the past
3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah, and counting. It's been Rappageddon. All right. You know what? Yeah. This started way before Drake, Kendrick, Cole, whatever. And also, I'm mad because, you know, we had just released the episode and Cole had that shit out. All right. And, yeah, and I hate editing, right? Yeah. So I was pissed when we dropped this joint and this man decides to apologize. I'm like, here we fucking are again.
And you had an episode yourself.
Right. I already had an episode where because of Benzino.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. Oh, yeah. When Benzino.
Right.
Broke down. Like,
stop rapping. And then saying, I'm sorry for writing and releasing a diss track.
There's no apologizing in hip hop. It's just like, there's no crying in baseball. There's no apologize. You don't apologize.
This has been crazy. Mm-hmm. All right. So, you know, for those of you living under a rock and waiting for us to tell you about what's going on, it's totally fine. Because at this point, I want to know if you got space under that rock so we can be under there with you.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm going to stay up here on top of ground. And also, I'm perfectly fine with apologizing to hip hop because now I see what J. Cole did. And I'm like, he's going to be the only one standing with no dirt on him. Honestly, continue.
The meek shall inherit the earth.
Not Meek Mills, though.
Oh, Lord.
Pun definitely not intended.
Yeah, no. Okay. All right. So, welcome to 3ABP. I'm one of your hosts, Renzo.
Big Rob is in the house.
It's me, Chris, and I'm always going to put my foot on Meek Mills' neck. I'm sorry. You're welcome, Godfrey. Not the comedian.
Okay,
the comedian.
Where to fucking start? Okay, how about the fact that... All right, so we got it. Let's get a timeline going, okay?
Okay,
timeline. Let's get a timeline. Yes. So this way, for people who are just tuning in for the first time, know what the fuck is going on.
Oh, yeah. We might need like a timestamp or something like that.
All right. So let's see.
It is
Future fun. Metro Boomin release album, right? Kendrick's a feature on said album,
mm-hmm,
right? Kendrick actually, no. We got to see. We already fucking up the timeline. So,
First Person Shooter was released October 6, 2023.
Right.
Mm-hmm. On First Person Shooter, J. Cole says, we are the big three. I feel like Muhammad Ali.
Right.
And then Drake says some stuff. He's bigger than the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, because, and that was a direct shot at Kendrick because Kendrick has now performed at the Super Bowl, I want to say once. And he says something about awards because Kendrick, out of all three of them, have the most awards from the Grammys, Billboard Music, and some other awards. Plus, he has more features out of all three of them with Beyonce and Taylor Swift, who are some of the biggest names in the industry right now.
Right.
And he got the cosign from Eminem and Dr. Dre about being real.
Mm-hmm.
Eminem gave him the cosign. Dr. Dre gave him the cosign. So Drake was sending shots at Kendrick. I don't care what no one says. This is back in October 6, 2023. Drake, now, before this all happened, Drake canceled an album he was supposed to do with Future a few months prior to do an album with 21 Savage. Everyone thinks that Future and Drake are beefing over a girl. It's really about the canceled contract because that messed up Future's money. Just want to let you know, I'm going to go on some hippy dippy stuff real quick. If you F with a Scorpio's money, it's like you're going to get the stinger. So you got Drake messing up Future's money, and then Metro Boomin was like, what about the songs I did for you? And Drake said, I'm not going to, you know, he didn't really give Metro credit.
Mm.
Metro was like, I feel some kind of way. Future feels some kind of way. Then we got the album, We Don't Trust You. On that, we get Like That. On Like That, Kendrick says, fuck the big three, it's just Big Me. And he, all the shots he took in that first person shoot, and I'm not first person shoot, Like That, is at Drake. It's none really at J. Cole, except for the fuck the big three, it's just Big Me.
Mm-hmm.
J. Cole decides, literally a week later, on a project called I Might Delete This Later, he's going to take shots at Kendrick and talk about his discography. Which, I will say, for Kendrick, I mean, for J. Cole, he knew he but his heart wasn't in it. It's the same time, he was on that same type of energy with No Name. He was on that same type of energy with, what's that boy? Little Peep. When he dissed Little Peep and told him, like, you really want to make sure your career lasts. And I believe Little Peep passed away, didn't he? And then No Name, he had that same energy, but they tapped it up and now they're good again. So this is in J. Cole's wheelhouse of taking a shot and realizing, shoot, that I'm not on that energy. Let me rein it back.
Right.
Drake showed his hand when he's like, I don't know what we can't perform the song no more, because he apologized, which tells me you wasn't even going to defend Cole, even if he got out there on you to defend you. And Drake would not perform with Cole at Dreamville. It's been silent. He comes out with, what's that song? Drop and Give Me 50.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, before Drop and Give Me 50, I apologize. Metro Boomin and Future release another one. We still don't trust you.
Well, no, you didn't mention 7-Minute Drill.
Yeah, I didn't say the name for 7-Minute Drill. I just said that Drake Cole dropped something and then took it back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But yeah, 7-Minute Drill, well, he talked about his discography.
That was, right, okay. Yeah,
he took it back.
Right.
Because I think J. Cole was smart enough to see that, one, that's not his brand. Two, this is about to be a bloodbath.
Okay.
So, because here's the thing. Anyone that stays silent is long, but I'll get to that later. So, well, now we're here, but we still don't trust you. Another Metro in Future project.
Mm-hmm.
And on this project, The Weeknd disses Drake. A$AP Rocky disses Drake. But A$AP Rocky's just came a little bit before, I think. I think, because A$AP Rocky pretty much saying, like, you know, everyone thought he was talking about Rihanna, but he let it be known that he slept with Drake's baby mama before. Drake did sleep with the baby mama. Anyway, Drake says, F all y'all, comes out spraying. She's at Future. She's at someone else we don't know about. She's at Metro. It was the best line ever. Shut your whole ass up and make some drops. I love that line. And then he comes for Kendrick in the last half of the song. But he went too the same thing he did with Pusha T. He went way too personal, and he started talking about his wife. And I was like, Drake ain't never talk about your son and your wife or anybody you with. He's just talking about your lyrical skills. Why are you coming for this man's wife? Oh, it's hip hop. It's this. It's that. Yada yada yada. Now, after Drake drops and actually takes credit for dropping Give Me 50 with the little thing and the size 7 tag on there, I want to say
Was that AI?
I don't think Drop and Give Me 50 was AI, but TaylorMade was AI.
Okay.
And then Kanye West has now thrown his hat in the mix with a remix of Like That with Travis Scott. No, Travis Scott is on Fuck the Club Up. My apologies.
Yeah, but you got to back it up and explain why TaylorMade is why that's a problem right now. And that goes to the fact that Snoop, which is what we started the show with, reacted because Drake took and used AI to
put synthesize
Snoop
and Tupac.
And Tupac on the song.
Corny as
and
hell.
He actually writes this bars towards himself. So he literally writes Pac's verse and Snoop's verse as a diss towards himself. So the way the song's coming off, it's like Snoop and Pac are like, yo, come on, Kendrick, you got to get this dude. You can't be letting him out here acting wild, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Now, where I actually got tired is because I'm like, okay, if that isn't the biggest bait call like, hey, you gonna do something about this, or you gonna let me run unmitigated out of here? You know, that's what I thought would have been it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when officially everybody was like, well, people had been saying it all day because Drake went and finally claimed, give me 50.
Yeah.
Or push-ups, whatever.
Dropping, give me 50.
The fact that Drake claimed that, mm-hmm. everybody's like, oh, well, Drake claimed it. Now you're on the clock. That's what people were thinking, because people was like already trying to put Kendrick on the clock. Well, this track is what really made people start saying, oh, Kendrick got to respond. Because we got a podcast, bro. Kendrick, I ain't even going to hold you, bro. I was really hoping you had something before we started recording at this time. But honestly, and I'm at this point, I'm not sure what the attack is, even though I keep thinking a lot about Eminem.
Mm-hmm,
and I think a lot about Eminem because Eminem took his time to actually come out and destroy people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I feel like that is what Kendrick is doing.
Yes.
He's not going to rush to just, you know, throw out a
freestyle.
Right. Yeah. I mean, even though that'd be the craziest thing. I mean, because at this point, there's a couple battles, beefs that come to mind, but we can talk about that. But getting back to the timeline here. So that's the current thing.
Yes.
With the whole AI voice in the nine. And now we got Kanye throwing his hat.
Yes. Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask, was that the last one? As far as the Drake, Kendrick, Cole, and that whole sphere.
Currently, right now, the last thing was the TaylorMade.
Yeah. Okay. And I just would like to put it out here, this may have been brewing since 2013, 2014.
Yeah.
Because there's evidence from Marcellus Wiley, who was on Sports Nation, where he said that Drake did an interview with him before the ESPYs, and he went off about Kendrick Lamar and about that control verse, and he just went in, and he would not stop. And then he went off about him being from Compton, and went in, and said that it wasn't even that great of a verse, and that he's just taking shots, and that he's just being, he went in. And because Drake was supposed to host the ESPYs, now, I didn't know Control was that old. I didn't. I thought Control was younger than that. I thought Control came out in 2016. But I don't remember. I could look it up. I mean, that's what phones are for. But because of that, before it was released, that interview, apparently Drake's people called. And again, this is, I'm not going to say allegedly, these are interviews that are on YouTube. There's a Vlad TV interview. There's a Marcellus Wiley clip. There, you can type in Marcellus Wiley and Drake and you can see it. Anyway, so before it was released, Drake's team, the agent, managers, all that, called and said, please don't release it. And they was like, why? It's nothing bad. It's just, you know, it's hip hop, but we're really talking about the ESPYs. They're like, please don't release that part of the interview, or just don't release the interview at all. He's like, no, we're going to still release it. It went over their head to ESPN, and ESPN pulled the interview. So there's an interview where Drake lets it be known that Kendrick Lamar has gotten under his skin.
Mm. Yeah. Control was released August 2013.
All right. And the ESPYs was 2014.
By the way, listeners, if you're completely dumbfounded at this point, it is quite okay, because this is not typically how beefs go. They are much more simple than the timeline Chris just gave you here. So if you're like, hey, who said what? It's okay. Like, that's why we kind of began it with that Snoop intro, because that's kind of the temperature everybody's at right now anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right, so the AI diss was the last one. Now what about Chris Brown?
Okay, so you know, in the interest of us having a show and everything, I was like, we're going to talk about it, because normally I don't care to bring that man up unless it's in the news. But minding our own business.
Really?
Was Friday night, right? I am chilling. Shout out to Ballad. I am chilling. And then all of a sudden, news is coming out that, like, Chris Brown has decided to go at Quavo
yep, yep, yep.
for Migos.
Yep.
All right, and this is nuts because we were talking about how R&B got something, and we're going to be talking about that today, how R&B got some of the hardest disses. What I didn't expect was Chris Brown in the universe deciding to go down and just put down the singing voice and then pick up his rap shit. And before we even get into it, you know when all that shit really started? I blame Busta Bus. I blame Busta Bus. I'm gonna tell you why I blame Busta Bus. I'm gonna tell you why.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you exactly why I blame Busta Bus.
Yeah, I feel like
Busta. I feel like Bus put the battery in that boy back, that man back when it came to him rapping.
Yeah, remember when I told y'all there was an R&B singer who wanted to make a rap album and his team made him scrap it?
When they did Look At Me Now?
Look At Me Now. Look.
This shit started off.
Yeah, I knew.
This shit started off. This shit started off right here.
I want to do
this right here.
I want to do bus for karaoke.
You should. Model cheat. Yellow bottle sipping. Yellow Lamborghini. Yellow top missing. Yeah, yeah. That shit look like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years in 2 days. Ladies love me. I'm on my cool J. If you get what I get, what would you say? She waxed it all off. Mr. Miyagi. And them suicide doors. Ari Kari. Look at me now.
This shit right here is what started off. I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Oh, look. So we got that, right? And then the next thing you know, we get. We can settle this like you got some class, so we can get into some gangsta shit. Hey, Chris, I don't want no issues, bro. I don't want no smoke. I don't want fights. I don't want to do nothing, bro. Like, please, bro. Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with C? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants. Okay, let's get down to the facts. Pussy, I'm drifting red. Don't let this R&B shit fool you niggas get ripped to shreds. Quavo talking like he a thug, nigga, you a bitch with dread. Can't wait to see the day that you back up all of that shit you said. What's all that ball shit you talking? You ain't no huncho, nigga. You the weakest link out of your clique. Let's keep it a hundo, nigga. You fuck my ex-ho, that's cool. I don't give no fuck, little nigga. Cause I fucked your ex when you was still with a bitch. I'm up, little nigga. They say revenge is sweet. Now think about that shit. Don't let that line go over your head. I might just sing about that shit. I had a feeling about that dick. There's something sweet about that shit. I got some tea about that bitch, but I ain't gonna speak about that shit. Look, now
I have a question.
Go for it.
Somehow in my brain,
yes,
he actually bodied everybody else.
He did.
Because of how hard he went.
He came with the right energy.
Like, what he what all right, that so
we're going to do this live now.
Okay.
Sorry.
We don't want live. Okay.
No, just trust me. We already here. You just follow along. We're doing this live.
Yeah.
We're doing this live. Yeah. All right. So, next up. We are doing this. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand. You pussies can't get booked outside America for now. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. I'm the hit maker y'all depend on. Backstage in my city, it was friend zone. You won't ever take no chain off of us. How the fuck you big stepping with a size 7 man's on? This the part with the bite, nigga, what's up? I know my picture on the wall when y'all cook up. Extortion, baby, whole career, you been shook up. Cause Top told you drop it, give me 50 likes of push-ups. Cool, your last one brick, you really not on shit. They make excuses for you cause they hate to see me lit. Pull your contract cause we gotta see the split. The way you doing splits, bitch, your pants might rip. So then that was Drake push-ups. All right. So far we got Chris Brown. We got Drake. Next.
I just want to say Drake can never drop and give him no 150 with his BBL claims. Yeah, I said it. Don't come for me. I'll come for your mama's edges.
Oh, Lord.
What's the next? What's the next track?
Ricky Rosé. We forgot about Ricky
Rosé. I'm playing that next. Calm down. Got you. God dang.
But Drake was right. That song with French Montana was whack.
Fish tanks and marble floors, living big and bad. Niggas laugh until they hit with my official jab. Crack smoke is the exhaust from my pen and pad. Ghost writers, they get the floss, what you could have had. Record label taking a loss, are you in your bag? You a worker on the chart, don't make me laugh. Get the mind, tell by my watch, this a different time. Living fine, I'm getting high as your shit decline. Who believes he moving keys in his Louis V's? Run up on you and snatch your chain, watch you bitches bleed. Feel the pain or just the ride, will you really ride? Either you niggas getting money or ready to die. B.I.G. or give a fuck if you T.I. Lee. You got it and you keep it tucked if you be by me. Do the job, better known as the Charles Schwab. Double R spread through the yard and I swear to God. Pop a perk for the field, go and count me a meal. Kill you niggas for free, do it all for the thrill. Niggas leaking they records when we speaking directly. If we keeping it gangster, when you see me, you check me.
So that was Rick Ross.
That was the best beat out of all of them.
Okay.
I like the first beat, but Rick had a nice beat.
Like it had that feel to it, like kind of like a sarcasm to it of, you know, I'm beating your ass. You know what I mean? With the violin. Let me
see. You got to like that remix. I don't believe Ye jumped on the like that remix.
You know we had to get the hooligans up here. We're going to take this pussy nigga out. Yo, Dot, I got you.
Oh, my God. You hearing it first on the download. Just a boy, respectfully, yay, nigga. Oh, my God.
Did she just take a shot at Just the Boy?
Can't stop, won't stop. I just fucked your bitch in a Sean John tank top.
Run that shit back.
No, we had to get the hooligans up here. We're gonna take the pussy nigga out. Yo, Dot, I got you.
Wow, that's some real Avengers shit. When Ye come on some shit.
So Kanye has now also entered the fray to go at Drake.
Mm. He's been waiting for this.
Everybody is going at this man, and now we're getting like pictures of Drake as Thanos because everybody's coming at him.
The only one that didn't in this whole thing is Chris Brown. Chris Brown is somewhere else with his beef.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that this man.
I ain't playing chess with a checker player. I'm a ticking bomb on a detonator. I shit on niggas. I'm a defecator. I put Amigo on a ventilator. Stop talking about beating girls. You was beating bitches on the elevator. We seen the taste. That's devastating. You do.
Now,
yes, that's what you do. Yeah. From now on, that's how you run.
Yeah. So, like, this is why I am very concerned at this point because it's like
an R&B person had to show you the proper way to body somebody.
Listen, R&B men are some of the hardest men out there. I ain't saying this because I'm saying this because every man I know that likes R&B have said some of the nastiest. When I mean nasty, I mean soul wrenching. Like you said that to me.
Because they've been through some pain.
Yeah. So I get it. And also with that being said, Chris Brown and Drake had beef already. And Chris Brown almost busted upside the head with a bottle of champagne. So I think that's why Drake ain't never going to say nothing about Chris Brown. And then they did No Guidance. And we're about to get No Guidance too in probably a year and a half. I ain't messing with no.
Chris Brown be out here moving different.
Can we stop sleeping on VA? People, artists, because I think this country sleeps on VA artists real bad. They sleep on Missy, Timbaland, Pharrell, Chris Brown, Little Brother. Who else came from VA? I can't think. There's a
Little
producer.
Brother is not from VA.
They're not from VA. My bad. I apologize.
I wish.
I'm thinking Pusha T and his brother and the Clips. I'm thinking the Clips. I did not mean to say Little Brother. I apologize.
I don't want to big up Chris Brown too much though.
Yes. No. I mean, listen, he's already He's got some issues. I'm not a Chris Brown fan. He's not in my playlist. However, I will give props where props is due.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're talking purely on delivery.
But with that being said, he's been with this energy since before, like since Excuse me, Miss. He's been on this weird ass, and not weird, but this energy of I will beat a person, man or woman. He's the only one I think that could go up against Ryan Garcia.
He's also claiming, he's also a blood.
Yep. He's been claiming. That's why I was like, listen, I ain't trying to get on his bad side. He has some issues with colorists. He does not like dark-skinned women. He doesn't even like black, brown women, but we ain't getting there tonight. What we're saying is, delivery, Drake, you should go talk to your homeboy, because Drop and Give Me 50 was good, but it could have been better, and you didn't have to take disses at Kendrick Lamar's wife. But since you're taking disses at Kendrick Lamar's wife, I feel real bad for you in May. I hope that your Scorpio energy, you have talked to an astrologer, and that these eclipse seasons, this is not how your career ends. I don't think this is how your career ends. I think you got some more career in you. However, I do think May is going to be pivotal for you, and I do think that if you don't have Jupiter somewhere nice in your chart, you're going to feel that brunt. And I think Saturn might have moved in one of your placements, and you're going to really feel it. But that, I could be lying. I could be wrong. Because Jupiter's about to go into Gemini. And once Jupiter goes into Gemini...
So, yeah. So...
Dang it, I want hippy-dippy. I'm sorry.
So message to Kendrick. If you somehow hear this, you know what? Don't listen to what everybody's saying right now. Oh, you're on the shot clock right now. You have 24 hours, blah, blah, blah. No, take your time, because we know what you're capable of, okay?
No. So this is the problem. This is the problem with... fans, social media. A lot of y'all feel entitled to an artist's career and their life, the livelihood, and what they do, you know, what they say, how they spend their day. And y'all don't call the shots on this shit. The only way this is getting called is when one of these rappers literally is like, all right, I'm done. I said my piece. All right, Drake, going back to the timeline, and I'll post a link to a Vibe article that actually breaks down how all this started between Drake and Kendrick. It'll give you a whole timeline. There you go for your, you know, for your read. But any rapper, whether this is a beef, you're writing a diss track or what, any rapper, you're always entitled to your delivery, how you go about things. And doing a quick response to something, it doesn't bode well. It doesn't bode well. Sometimes these things are already in the clip. Right?
Yeah.
Our level. I don't think push-ups coming from Drake is the threat that it could really be. Because 9 times out of 10, Drake went and just put that together in the span of the couple days where people were nagging him to respond. Whereas I think if Drake was sitting down thinking about his next album and wanted to address it, I think it would have came out a lot differently.
Yeah.
I think it would have even been to where it would have been a smooth diss to the point where he really is like, yeah, let's really have this out. And the delivery would have been way different. Right. So I say that to say, when it comes to Kendrick is sitting here. He hasn't said anything. In fact, everybody's up in arms over a featured verse. So imagine what happens when dude finally actually does respond. Now, it would have been nice if we got it within, you know, the past week or whatever. On the last one of the last episodes, we actually played The Heart. Okay.
Right.
That actually was where Kendrick goes in. He's literally going in, right? And Kendrick has already been firing shots. Like, you can literally put a playlist together of all the times Kendrick has fired a shot at Drake and anybody else that he felt some type of way about. You can literally go back and listen to how you can listen to Element. Yeah. You can listen to Element, right? There's many a tracks, but I always point out The Heart track, which you can find on YouTube, because that's the kind of energy that we're going to see, if not worse, because to tell you the truth, a person that responds to you right then and there is nothing more deadly than a person who takes their time to meticulously respond to you.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think Drake, in all honesty, do you think Drake is afraid to really really diss Kendrick the way that we want him to?
No.
Because of the backlash, because he knows that his pen isn't as strong.
I don't think so. Somebody was bringing this up, and it was a really good point. Drake has changed over the years.
Yes.
He's really changed. His style has changed. Yes. If you go from his earlier music up until now, Drake and his approach to music has really changed in the way he delivers the music he's putting together. And so I feel as though for Drake to respond in the way that people really hopes he responds, where it's a whole lot of aggression, that is something that is going to take probably the right producer, number one, to really bring out, because I feel like that's going to be
the right producer,
right? Yeah, producer,
you need,
yes,
the right producer, because right beats, when you come, right,
when you're doing a diss track, remember, you got to treat this just like any other song that you go in the booth to create,
right?
And your producer matters. So I think it's going to take literally the right producer. I think it's literally going to take Drake not worried about public perception at all and really being absolutely 100% aggressive. And to be honest, that's not something that I think you can fabricate.
I don't know. To me, if you really want to destroy somebody, you're just going to destroy them.
Yeah, but not when. So look at this. Like, Kendrick raps the way Kendrick raps all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Where it is, he's got a mix of, you know, it's got that mix of like that poetry, the deep thought into it. And then he's got times where he just flips that switch and he goes in. It's the Kung Fu Kenny, yeah, right? That's Kendrick.
Like rigor mortis.
Right.
Yeah.
Drake's modes are more so. Drake is very used to, Drake makes hits. Drake, yeah, is a hit maker.
Yeah.
Right.
So for Drake to take it to that type of level, mm-hmm, Drake has to get out of that mindset of making a hit. It has to literally go back to Drake being hungry.
So yeah, that's the question. Can he?
But see,
that's my question.
No, I think he can. But I think what we're missing is, yes, he can do it. And also, Drake is strategic. Not saying Kendrick Lamar is not strategic. We're both seeing a chess move being played by two men who understand what they bring to the industry. I think Drake can do that, but I also think Drake is still like looking at his money and saying, if I lyrically massacre this man, how are my sales going to be afterwards?
What's my persona going to be to the,
right? He still wants to make money moves because he has more dirt on Kendrick than he's letting on. And I think that Kendrick realizes he has a lot more dirt on him that he's letting on, but I also think Kendrick is being surgical with it. And when someone is being surgical with it, you don't just go into a surgery because, oh, we, unless it's emergency surgery, right? Kendrick is not doing emergency surgery. He wants to do a lobotomy. He wants to make it so you don't, all your fans will ever remember you for is Tootsie Slide.
Yeah.
So if he wants to be surgical with it, he's going to bide his time, which is going to make Drake like want to like throw more jabs out there. That's why Taylor May came out. And now people's like, oh, man, you corny.
Oh, I see. So that's the method to his madness.
So like,
I see.
Drake's trying to gold him out. Kendrick's like, nah,
so,
not yet.
So then let me ask you.
But the tables are turned because it was Kendrick spending all the time trying to gold Drake. And Drake wasn't going for it. Right. And to tell you the truth, I kind of wish Drake had stayed that way.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead.
So then let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Let's say Kendrick comes out with something that completely eviscerates Drake to where everybody's looking at him differently now. Right. Right. How does Drake respond to that? Does he still go with his same mode or does he start to cut a little bit deeper?
So here's the deal. So the question is, what mode is Drake in? Because if Drake is in, but I think he's taking the path of Diddy. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying Diddy. Diddy and Jay-Z, which he wants to be.
Yeah.
A money mogul. Like, music is fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
he's hitting that age. He'll be 40, what, next year or the year after? He'll be 40 mm-hmm. soon. He ain't trying to be rapping like this forever.
Right.
He wants to, which someone did bring up that he might own a lot of people's records. He might have pulled the, he may have pulled a Michael Jackson, and I do believe he pulled a Michael Jackson. I believe he owns a lot of people's royalties,
masters.
Or like a percentage of it, and he's getting paid off of it no matter what. So I think what we'll see is if Kendrick comes out and eviscerates Drake, he'll become the businessman, and he'll start putting out, and he will actually push his OVO artists, and we'll see him all of a sudden be like creative director at Universal Music, or some type of business partner with Universal Music Group. Yeah, I see that.
So basically, just maximizing profits from the whole thing.
Yeah, which I've been, that's something I wanted to look up this week before we got to the podcast. I wanted to see what everyone's analytics was for March and April, because I was like, every last one of y'all analytics have jumped. I've seen, like, I in March, I barely saw anything about Kendrick Lamar until that Like That came out, and then everything jumped for him, right? J. Cole, everything was jumping for him after, before 7 Minute Drill, that album, his numbers are phenomenal.
Yeah.
Drake, all of his older music and, like, recent disses have jumped because everyone started dissing Drake. So I'm like, financially, everyone's eating.
Yeah.
And real good.
Yeah.
Here's but here's one thing that no one's talking about, and like Elves last name ever, first name greatest, like a sprained ankle, boy, ain't nothing to play with. Started off local, but thanks to all the haters, I know G4 pilots on a first name basis. In your city, faded off the brown. Nino, she insists she got more class. We know, swimming in the money, come and find me. Nemo, if I was at the club, you know I balled. Chemo, drop the mixtape, that shit sounded like an album. Who'd have thought a countrywide tour be the outcome? Labels want my name beside an X like Malcolm. Everybody got a deal, I did it without one. Yeah, nigga, I'm about my business. Killing all these rappers, you would swear I had a hit list. Everyone who doubted me is asking for forgiveness. If you ain't been a part of it, at least you got to witness.
So I feel like it's possible for Drake to approach Kendrick in the way that would possibly match at least tone and aggression.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's possible. But for Drake to do that, like, a lot's going to have to be pulled out of him. It is to the point that you're Kendrick. It would be Drake has this attitude where it's on sight. I feel like that's what it's going to take for people to get that out of him. But also, when you've been for as successful as he is for so long, you know, Kendrick can come out and do the worst. I don't see Drake going anywhere.
I doubt that would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you would have to reveal something criminal about that man for him to
go. Even then he ain't going anywhere.
But I'm not saying going. I think what we are thinking, like, oh, he wants to rap forever. I think you get to a certain age where you don't, like, you get some people who's like, no, I'm going to stay in the rap game, right? And that's like your Busta Rhymes, your Method Man. Well, Method kind of came out of it, but you get what I'm saying, like, yeah. Certain artists. You get some that's like, nah, I've been doing this for 20 years. I've been doing this for 15 years. When I hit this number, I want to start being behind the scenes. I think Drake at this moment has been quietly making his way to be behind the scenes. I think Kendrick called his ass out. I think everyone else felt safe to call Drake ass out because now they are in a... Because think about it, like 10 years ago, how long has The Weeknd been out? Since 2013. Like 10 years ago, The Weeknd could never go up and say anything about Drake because they're both from Toronto. Where The Weeknd is at now, where he's made it very clear that he's moving out of the music and he's no longer want to be called The Weeknd, he wants to be called by his real name, he feels comfortable to diss Drake and say, no, that deal you gave me was whack. ASAP Rocky, 10 years ago, he was still making a name for himself. He wasn't trying to get on anyone's bad side that had, yeah, like, leverage. But now, you keep talking about my baby mama, and, like, I'm the one who slept with your baby mama first. But that being said, I also think it's real crazy that that man slept with his baby mama and got the woman that Drake was in love with pregnant. We'll leave that one alone. I'm just saying, I think that Drake has always known that he has an end date, and I think those rappers know he has an end date. And they're like, we got to get him now before he ends up being some type of person behind the scenes pulling the strings and we ain't never getting music released again.
Honestly, I think this is just one of those things that nobody was going to test it. And then finally, people just said, you know what? It's no more. We're going to say something. And now everybody's just coming out the woodworks.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's anything of, yeah, where Drake is going to go, because rappers don't care about whether or not you are deciding that you're going to get away from music and you're going to go do film.
Right.
Or you're, yeah, going to just take a step back. They don't care about that.
They do. Like, they don't care about it, but then they're like, what, you can't stay in this? You ain't got the heart for it? And it's like, but...
Oh, no.
It's kind of like, to me, it's kind of like a boxing match round one when they first start out. And nobody is really, you know, everybody's kind of testing. You know, we're throwing jabs until somebody gets that good punch in, yeah, that rocks you, and then it's like... You're not just gonna keep doing what you're doing. Right. You're gonna try and match it at least.
Yeah. No, I honestly think it just one person just sparked
but
it,
like,
and just, they, everybody just jumped in. Like, maybe. I don't see, no, because honestly, look, come on, let's be real. If you got a person that's obviously somebody you consider an opponent in, yeah, rap, right, and they take themselves out,
right? I get where you're getting that from, but it's the same way that I think that a lot of people think about politics at some point, where they're like, oh, but the easiest thing to do. I'm like, it's never the easiest thing to do, but you have to think one level above. So like, now you want to get out of rap after you done made, like, you made rap, what's the word, commercial, made rap popish, made rap digestible for everyone. Like, we're not telling stories about where we're growing up from and overcoming that anymore. We're talking about sleeping with these bad bitches and, like, you know, calling people out for the fact that they didn't say hi to you in a club. So, like, it's, how can I word this? It's, to us, nah, we wouldn't care about it. You'd be like, oh, whatever, they're out of the rap game. I want to do my own ish and rap. No, like, you have changed the path in history of hip hop, and now you're like, okay, I'm done. Peace. Thanks for letting me play. I'm going back to Canada and I want to live my life at my mansion. And it's like, nah, not until you get these licks, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
but I can see that point, and then raise it that even if he left, they still want to get those bars off, because, right, like, you know, if Future feeling some type of way, if Drake came out today at the time of this podcast and said that he quits, Future would be like, yeah, okay, you still owe me money, bitch nigga, and keep it going.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, like, 2-4 months later, Future still raps about it.
Right.
Right? Because has Future ever let a grudge go?
Keep in mind also that this whole thing is not anything that serious.
It's not.
You
it's
know,
absolutely not.
All beefs are not equal. So this one, you know,
I mean,
There's always room for an extension. You know, it's kind of like 50 Cent and Ja Rule or LL and cannabis. You know what I mean?
But 50 Cent,
it's always kind of there.
Kinda.
You know,
but
it's like there's no real consequence.
Can I just say, like, my thing is, at least with this one,
nobody's dying.
No, if anyone ends up in a big casket, I got questions. But like with Future and Drake, I think that is, ooh, I'm gonna go ahead and do a little hippy dippiness. They're both Scorpios. I'm just saying, I have crossed the Scorpio and lived. I don't know how that happened.
Nobody's worried about Future though.
No, well, no one's worried about Future, but the issue is you mess with my money. Like, you messing with my money is the equivalent of you calling me a bitch to my face. And that's how I think Future feels. Future doesn't care about the women. I feel like they have shared women. I feel like they have done threesomes. They don't care about the hoes they slept with. You've messed with my money. And in Drake's case, Drake is like, I didn't mess with your money. If you're such a good rapper, make that money back without me. You don't need me. But in Future's case, it's like, we're boys. We get money together. Why you got to go jump and do an album with someone else? Because at the time, if you think about it, 21 Savage was on a hot streak. Drake made a financial move to do that album with 21 Savage instead of doing the album with Future. Mm-hmm. That is what hurt Future deeply. Future don't care about them women. Drake don't care about them women. But what Drake wanted was Future to be like, okay, well, when you're done doing what you're doing with 21, just come back over here with us so we can make an album. Because that's one of Future's, I won't say most successful albums. Like I said, I want to see the analytics. But I think when Drake and Future make music together, it is some of the most successful music for both of them. But also, I think a lot of times we don't want to talk about, like, Drake has really, I will give Drake this credit, he has really bigged up a lot of people in the business and has elevated them. And I think Drake is like, me working with you again is not going to make me more money.
He's a major contributor to battle rap too, right? Like underground battle rap,
right? So I think Drake is like, if it ain't making me money in this moment, I don't want to do it, which I'm not mad about because he's about his money. But I think the flip side of that is, if you're not making me money in this moment, I'm not effing with you. Is on the flip side, people are like, but we made so much money together, why not do it again? Drake understands, one time and we're done. They're like, well, keep coming back so we can do it. And I think that's where the disconnect comes from a lot of people. And I was like, no, he's right. Like, if I had to side with Drake, I should not be the reason why this is your number one hit. If you got a number one hit off of me, do it by yourself. But on the flip side, if we boys, if we homies, and you said you want another album with me, why not just tell me, hey, I'm going to do an album with 21 Savage. We can come back and do this album in 2025. Yeah. Why you just got to be like, we ain't doing the album, and then ghost me? Because right then, now I'm questioning your intentions.
Yeah, yeah. I think I feel like all of these beefs will be a lot. This is an incomplete story right now.
It is.
We don't have the complete story yet.
We will never have it.
What? No, because once you have something solid from all the artists, that to me is when it's closed.
That's true.
You know what I mean? You had Jay-Z's takeover. You had Nas's Ether.
Right.
You had Cannabis's second round knockout.
Oh gosh.
You had LL's Rip the Jacker, right? Right.
I think that is it. Rip the Jacker. Yeah.
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 I mean, like, Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj. Remy Ma came out with her, I forget the name of her disc. Nicki Minaj came out with No Flaws. Just Nicki Minaj also used her connections with Nas to get her disc pulled, which I think is. And then Remy was Too Fast, came out with the second disc, and that was whack. And then everyone's like, dang, you should have just stayed.
Yeah, usually after that, once both people have gotten good shots in, the follow ones aren't as strong. Like, people don't really remember it.
Right.
So they can keep going back and forth, but it's like, all right, whatever. We're kind of done.
And I do stick to the idea that I know that is not popular, but I see it as what happens with scientists. It's like Kendrick has all the awards, right? He has all the accolades. Drake doesn't have that same type of awards and accolades. And again, I understand people don't think about that. But as somebody who is competitive, and Drake is competitive, yeah, he might have the money and the popular support, but he is almost like the Beyonce factor. He don't have those awards. While Kendrick, who is also competitive, I have the awards and the respect, but I don't have that popularity with large groups of people. And I think they're both not, I don't think jealousy is the right word, but I think they might have a little envy towards each other. Like, how is he going to have all this?
Yeah.
And I don't have it. How does he have all this? Like, honestly, Drake is like, you short little mother effer. You got Beyonce praising you. Taylor Swift wants to do songs with you. And I'm over here saying, like, trying to, and I got, like, my fans are their fans. And it's like, and Kendrick's like, yeah, but you're getting money left and right. I don't think Kendrick cares about the money, but like, he's like, you got that popularity where you don't have to always make a cultural impact. Tootsie Slide. Nice for what? What's the first person shooter? Like, what's another one he just had? I'm Too Sexy. Come on. That song was. Is no one going to talk about how that song is just infectious and weird and whack, but at the same time good, and I would blast it in my radio? I'm too sexy for this. Okay, I'm done. Thank you.
I feel like I just want to see somebody get murdered. just want to see somebody get murdered. Honestly, this is too much politics. I want to get, like, I don't mean actually murdered.
So this has been another episode of 3ABP. I'm one of your hosts, Renzo.
It's me, Chris.
We are signing off. No, and that's Big Rob.
We are not signing off. All right. All right.
That was Big Rob. All right.
I want to see a body. All right.
Oh, my God.
Believe what I say, what I tell you. Don't make me put you somewhere where nobody can smell you.
Up until Chris Brown, you know that Benzino had the hardest diss track out, right? Wow. Oh, wait. No. Meg Thee Stallion.
Yo. So you compiled a list of people that have gone harder.
I was going to do that, and then being sick happened, and then Chris Brown just kind of came in and wrecked the whole thing. But yeah, at one point, we literally... we were literally going to compose a list of songs, and we should still do that, where the R&B songs go harder. And yeah. I mean, it started. It's just, I'm not going to lie. We need some Spotify links. However, so far.
Oh, Spotify? I would have sent you Spotify.
Yeah, you can just do that. Cause I'm lazy. But,
I thought you wanted YouTube. That's why.
I wanted song links, particularly Spotify, but no. So listen,
I would just right made
now,
a playlist.
Right now we got five. All right. We got five so far. And there's definitely more to add, but, Rob, I gotta go to your list to get these, because I don't have all of them in. So this is going to be an ongoing project. Seeing as though it looks like Rap right now just lost his goddamn mind.
I'm fine with that.
So far, because I'm about to get Rob's list here.
Want to hear something crazy though, real quick? Think about it, hip hop started when, like, 1978.
Mm-hmm.
Hip hop is now like 50 years old, because it's hip hop 50 last year, right? It's going through a second Saturn return. You go through your first one in your late 20s. So think about it. Hip hop went from hard bars to pop, right?
Right.
And then you go through your second Saturn return, late 40s, early 50s. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to use the birthday of hip hop is going through another Saturn return where Saturn's at, where if you want to get hippy dippy, and if you want to believe in the birth stuff and like when hip hop started. Saturn and wherever hip hop's chart is, Saturn is asking, do you still want to be pop, or do you want to go back to what you originally was?
Well, but I mean, you could argue what it originally was pop, though, because we were singing hip hop, the hip 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 hop, you don't stop.
So
you know?
It started there, and then it went into gangsta.
Yeah, with Run DMC starting it, and then N.W.A.
Yep, and then you had, and during that time, you also had more storytelling.
Right.
And then you went through your, at that point, your early 20s, when you make a lot of bad mistakes, a.k.a. a lot of, like, shoot 'em up death and, like, drug culture almost. And then you go into your 30s, where you're, like, a little bit more established.
Right.
And then you start talking about real stuff again, like, you know, getting your money right. And, like, that's what happened in, like, parts of the 2000s. You need, like, we need to get back on being conscious and loving and, like, just to get, and I understand we're just getting by. Let's be one. And now we're kind of, like, went back into the mumble rap, and, like, people are drugged up. You have anxiety, depression. People are not being honest with who they are.
Yeah. There's going to be a moment, because when it kind of reminds me of disco.
Yeah. Oh.
You know what I mean? Where it's just like, it's on a tangent almost, where it's like everybody's just kind of on this wavelength, and some people are scratching their heads like, yeah, what's going on? And it's going to take somebody to make a cultural impact for it to stop and get people to refocus on something other than what we're hearing right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To change the tone. There's about to be a new era, I feel, of hip hop in general that we haven't seen yet. That's my prediction.
I believe it. And I believe that what's happening is, like, the last big three are ushering in that wave, which is Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick. And the issue is like, instead of them working together, which is what Drake and Jake, well, really what J. Cole wants.
Yeah.
Drake just wants suppression, but we'll leave that alone. And Kendrick wants anarchy. But you need the anarchy to bring out the next new form of music. You need that chaos. Because nothing is born from rigidness. Everything is born from chaos.
Right, right, right.
I'm done now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Al.
I think that... I think the three of them represents different facets of hip-hop. And you have people that really just, you know, want to have a good time. That's Drake. You have the grown man, rap, you know, the grown adult, I'm living life type rap. And that is J. Cole. And then you have introspection and wanting more for people in general, society, and raising awareness. And that's Kendrick. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this has always been hip hop. You've always had that in hip hop. You've had the feel good music. Mm-hmm. You've had the hard times, gangster life, you know, and then you have that person is just like, yo, you know what? I'm just really out here trying to survive. The everyday man rap, you know, everyday woman rap. Like, this is something that, you know, one way or another, somebody, you're going to fit into a pocket with one of those artists. That's what it's always been.
Can I just throw this out real quick? You want to know who has done all three of the things? And actually has done other things that people sleep on all the time? Big Sean, and he's an Aries, and he's the first wave of it. Because think about it, he did the party stuff, Champagne, and I love Big Sean. But like Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay, that one. Then he did the introspective stuff, and then he did the like conscious stuff. And he went back to doing like in his Metro Boomin phase, he did a little bit of everything. And with that being said, Big Sean's an Aries, Kendrick's a Gemini. I just want people to follow along real quick. Drake is a Scorpio, J. Cole's an Aquarius. You literally go through the whole zodiac with all of them, and you go through every phase of everything, and then this makes a lot more sense when you put it in those type of perspectives, if you're like, want to do that, because you're like, oh, the innovator's really Big Sean, right? But no one wants to give Big Sean his credit, because he's like the first one out the gate, and then people just like, they always sleep on him. But if you think about his albums, boom. Kendrick is the one that's like, do better. We can do better, right? Like you said, that's a Gemini. Gemini is very communicative and do better. Scorpios are very much like, stay with the status quo. Do what you need to do in the dark and just like, you know,
yeah,
let things bubble. And Aquariuses are like, no, we have to think on the next level. What's the best for humanity? Even though they don't like people, what is the best for humanity? How do we go forward?
Mm-hmm.
So do we have an earth sign? We don't have an earth sign in this. I'm gonna have to research an earth sign. Okay, I'm done.
So I'll be adding to this list. And yeah, writing it Spotify links, y'all, when y'all send stuff. But I'll be adding to this over time. And then one of these days y'all just, you know, gonna get a playlist. We'll just, you know, have that joint out there. But right now, Rob, I added James Brown, The Big Payback. I personally had to put Jasmine Sullivan on here, Tragic. Yes. And then I have Needed Me, which is by Rihanna.
Yep, that's her diss to Drake, even though everyone thinks it's Travis Scott. It's Drake.
So it's a growing list. And the reason that this started is because R&B obviously will have songs that will hit harder than diss tracks. At least that was until a certain person decided to get mad at Quavo and, well, went hard. And it's just like, damn. So, you know, y'all got Chris Brown out here showing y'all how to. I still can't get over that, man. Like, anyway. Yeah, when we was thinking about this, I was just like, all right, let's be real. I'm playing just a little bit of this each one right now. The song really, like, Tragic by Jasmine Sullivan. Yo, I don't know who she was talking about, but I maintain you do not want to be the person she's talking about in this song. I'm on a bubble. Just another laugh in the group chat. That face right there is what I'm talking about.
I mean, yeah.
Big Rob, the Big Rob's face says it all.
It does.
Imagine.
Dear exes, do you know how many times I got laughed at in my group chats? A lot.
We were driving on a highway, and then you veered left and said, hey, let's go into this Grand Canyon.
She said, when your dicking is tragic.
No offense, 90% of men have trash ass dick. I said it. If y'all mad at me, that's fine. Talk to y'all girls. Talk to y'all wives. Talk to y'all boyfriends. I don't know why we ain't telling y'all dick is trash. It's trash.
Yo. So this is why this is why I was like, yeah, this song is making the list.
Yep.
So far we got Jasmine Sullivan. All right. Song Tragic. And this is going to be on songs that go harder than rap. Go harder. Songs that go harder, damn it. God dang it. You really, Chris Brown really did come out with that joint.
I'm just saying, R&B
he has
man.
Something to say.
Yeah. So next up, a palate cleanse. So we got six tracks we're going to play. We getting out of here. Or we're going to play a clip of. Next up, we got Needed Me with Rihanna.
She said a faded fuck. Man.
Is this a Chris Brown diss?
It's a Drake diss. Okay. But people think it's a Travis Scott diss.
Okay.
I was good on my own, that's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was good on the low for a faded fuck. On some faded love. Shit, what the fuck you complaining for? Feeling jaded up. Used to trip off that shit I was kicking to you. Had some fun on a run, though I'll give it to you. But baby, don't get it twisted. You was just another nigga on the hill list. Trying to fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Fuck your white horse in a carriage. But you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me. Ooh. You need me. Give a little more. Give a little less. Now you hate to come.
I hope I never hurt my wife ever. You in won't. Any shape or form.
You won't.
You know you better won't. Than that.
Yeah, you won't. I'll say this, and listeners, take this to heart, okay? You don't cross the person you share a bed with.
Absolutely not.
This is why communication is key. In relationships.
That's why I still got your social security number.
Yeah, because if it don't go right, the ammunition...
It gonna go left!
It's gonna... Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know your secret.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like... You better pray that they're not in the music game. And you, like, do them wrong. Because that's how you get... That's how you get songs like the ones we've
those
heard.
Two? Yeah. You should be grateful that I am... Catholic, and I have asked for absolution on my soul so I can never do nothing against you. May God bless you and your soul after you went through hell. Moving on.
The Payback by James Brown.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. punk. You got to get ready for the big payback.
The big payback.
That's where I live. Oh, for the big payback.
The big payback.
I can do wheeling. I can do dealing.
Yes, we can.
But I don't do no damn squealing. I'm ready. I can dig scrapping. But I can't dig that backstabbing.
Oh, no.
My brother, get ready. That's the bank. Get ready, you mother, for the big payback.
I don't know karate. A butter no crazy. Yes, we do.
Ooh, he was. No. I want to know who he was talking
he
about.
He might have been the originator.
He is. He, like, no. We have talked about this in the past. If not, James Brown is literally the reason why we have hip hop. I know everyone likes to say it's like rapper's delight, but no. Think about his energy, his delivery.
Yeah.
That man.
He was talking. Right? He was talking.
Yeah.
Anybody that says, yeah, I ain't cussing. Anybody that says that has been in some scraps.
Yeah.
They've been in some scraps.
I just, and we all know James Brown could fight. Like, yeah. Like that man, the fact that he the fact that he understood that Prince and Michael Jackson had beef, and he still was like, y'all go and perform. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Set that man up.
Why are you so obsessed with me?
So
the one diss that Eminem lost.
The this one was brave, and I would always give it to Carrie for this one.
Mariah Carey won an Eminem on this one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I forgot about this one. It was so good.
Also, she ain't got no business with this cover, but that's just me. No, I'm just saying. Every time I'm just looking at the cover, like let me bring it up there so you can see it better. Yeah, like ma'am. But no, sorry. It's just. High school me back in the day still remembers that Honey video.
Right.
We came a long way from A Vision of Love.
That had me wanting to go to MTV when they was on the beach. I'm like, y'all on the beach? I want to be on the beach too.
You know? Yeah, really?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, that was brave. Like, when I heard that she released her own, like, diss track, I was like, yes. Wait, what?
To Eminem.
Right. Of all people.
Yeah.
Of all people.
And I think he tried to come back at her. And I think everyone. He did. Yeah.
Yeah, he did. It just.
It fell flat.
When somebody outside of hip hop disses you, it's almost nearly impossible to respond back.
It's like Quavo because will they're never
not
be
even.
Kid.
You know what I mean? They're yeah. not even. They're not even supposed to be there.
Right, but here's the thing. Mariah Carey is a part of hip hop if you really think about yeah. who she's linked up with.
Right. I know.
I know
that.
What you mean. I know yeah, what you mean. Yeah. Because yeah. she's an R&B diva. She's an R&B singer.
Yeah.
Like Chris Brown is a singer. But like, because they've had so many, like that circle of R&B and hip hop and that centerpiece right there, that like Venn diagram, in that centerpiece with hip hop and R&B yeah. mix. Yeah, Jermaine Dupri wasn't going to let her go down bad like that. Neither was DeBrat. DeBrat was like, we got you. Honestly, Missy probably was like, what you need? Because you ain't going to look like a sucker on this.
But it's like, you don't know what to do. Like, Eminem, there's nothing Eminem could have done to surpass that because they're not even really in it. It's right. like if you and me were beefing.
All right.
Right. And then Pavarotti just buried, just bodied everybody. No, what? What?
Like, I got it. What? I got you.
It's like, you can't respond because, like, they're not even supposed to really be
there. She
understood the assignment.
She yes. really did. And I feel like that was her having fun. And it was just like, you know what? Really tired of this dude. And yeah. she went and said some shit. So I'm just waiting for, since we're talking about it, I'm just waiting for a certain singer
mm-hmm.
to decide to go the same route.
Yes.
Actually, it's two. I want to say it's possibly two of them. So I'll just say this. I'm waiting for either SZA
yeah.
or Ari Lennox to get in the booth. And I don't know who the song going to be about. Although with Ari, I got a feeling.
Yeah.
But is this going to come to a time where, like for SZA, Kill Bill is going to have a whole different vibe?
But I think the person SZA shot at made amends with her very quickly. And I think it was on Rich Baby Daddy. Because she made a statement in that one song. I can't think of it, like Smoking on My Ex. And when she made that statement, I said, ooh, she about to send shots. And that person was like, hey, before you send shots.
Yeah.
I'm gonna big you up. You wanna be on my Rich Baby Daddy? Because when he did the lyric for dropping Gimme 50, he said that SZA was a better rapper than some people, and I said, shh.
Yeah.
So who else is SZA gonna shoot at? I wouldn't. I mean, it's not Travis Scott.
Well,
it could be, but
I'm more thinking Ari Lennox, and Ari Lennox would be going at Joe Budden.
Yep.
Because
Joe can't keep her name out his mouth, but
yeah, and then she got pissed, and she went to Instagram stories and the whole nine.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that's what it might take. But to Rob's point, when you have somebody outside of rap decide to play at your own game,
right,
and they come out with a diss track, it says a lot. But to me, I think Carrie like holds a title for being like the one to go and say, you know what, I'm about to go up probably one of the biggest rappers in the game, you know, that's yep. known for dissing people and
beef.
Right. Dragging them.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm about to show the whole world that my ass went and did it.
Yeah.
And she did.
Yep.
That went out now. And yes, to your point earlier, because just not so long ago, she was celebrating the brat.
Yes.
Like, Mariah Carey has friends.
Yeah.
She has friends.
Yes, sir.
That she could have easily went and just tapped. She could have tapped anybody, like you said, Missy.
Right.
Which honestly would have been I would have loved to have been in the studio when she was having a conversation and she decided to call people.
Yeah.
And said, all right, you know what? I'm about to go at this dude. And she just looks through the Rolodex and figures like how to go about it. But she went in there, she said, you know what, I'm gonna cut a beat.
Yep.
We're gonna make this thing happen. Yep. I'm gonna put this joint out.
Yep.
And when I heard it, I was flabbergasted. I'm like, yeah, yo, Mariah Carey just dropped the hardest diss track.
Right?
Right, like at that particular time. Right. Like, I'm like, she just dropped one of the hardest
diss
track. Right.
I think what she did do, she wrote it, she sung it, and they was like, like they gave her small hints, like tune up your voice, be a little bit more confident. Don't if you want to hit those high notes, do it at the end.
Right? No, yeah, nobody mentions your name. Like, and she could do that because yeah. she was just like, I know where I'm at.
Right.
You know, so what are you going to, like, come out and say? And honestly, I'm glad she did, too, because Nick Cannon wasn't doing nothing, man. Like, I'm sorry.
All she had to...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Nick.
It would have been cool if she had started
Nick,
it off.
How you fucked that up, bro?
If she had started it off like Tupac's Hit Him Up.
Ooh.
And she was just like, yeah, that's why Nick Cannon was better. That's why...
Yo.
Get money.
Oh, my gosh. Kerry Hilson with Lil Wayne. They got Turning Me On. This is the original Dirty O.
Yeah, you need the remix. That's the part.
The remix?
With T-Pain. Yeah, and that one I don't think is on.
That's exactly why we're going to go to yeah, YouTube.
Yeah,
we go to YouTube.
Yep, you know who I was thinking about?
Who?
You know who really needs to get into a beef so we can hear him destroy somebody?
Who?
Brandy.
I want to say yes, but I don't think she has the heart to do it. She
you don't
tried.
Think so?
That rap she came out with was good, but she's J. Cole to me. She's going to do it and then
she's
take it
J.
back.
J. Cole?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Monica. Monica on the other hand.
Oh, Monica.
She ain't going to stop until you believe.
Yeah.
Oh, Monica's the one or not the one?
Not the one. Do you need me to send you the link?
Nope, I got it.
Okay. Yeah, it's the second verse. She goes in on Beyonce. And Sierra, and Beyonce came back with Flawless. We cannot play Flawless on here.
All right, so what's this?
Oh, you're about to hear it. Kerry Hilson.
Remix. You know what it is, baby.
It's like the 2 minute mark.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to the 2 minute mark there.
How long is the song? 4 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about like... Yep. If you wanted to, you can speed up.
You ain't the only homie on me line. I ain't turning it off. I'ma stay turning it on. Go ahead and tell these folks how long I've been writing your songs. I've been putting you out. Just check the credits, ho. And if you want me, you can find me in Decatur, ho. Cause you're turning me out. Yeah, they're trying to get that close to me. You better
go. Oh, you didn't know. That's it. Oh, you did not? She went at Sierra and Beyonce on that. Because she wrote a few songs for Sierra and Beyonce. The Go Have Some Babies was a diss to Beyonce.
Mm.
And the when the part was like T-Pain comes in, you killing him, shorty, was supposed to be like to the left, to the left. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I've been in the wrong mode this whole time when I've been looking for, you know, killers. Like,
it's all
obviously hip hop ain't where it's at. If you want to hear somebody get eviscerated and bodied, like,
oh, okay.
We got to go with the smoothness.
So earlier, you know, I stated that the way things were going when it came back to when it's coming to rap and everything. To be honest, because there was always a time where I didn't care so much about what was on the radio. I didn't care about, you know, mainstream acts like that, because as far as I was concerned, mainstream acts was not rapping like we were used to.
Right, right.
And then when I say we, I mean those who came up on listening to Woo.
Yeah.
Those who came up on, you know, hearing somebody decide to go and drop Ether and just, you know, be like scathing with it.
Yep.
You know, or the Takeover, or like, you know, I don't know, having a whole fucking group of people get on one fucking song just to diss one goddamn person.
Right.
Because the last time some shit was going on like that was 50. There was a whole fucking mixtape dedicated to ripping Ja Rule, new asshole.
Yes, it was.
Like, oh, yeah.
It was good.
It was like that Piff like craziness. Like, you know what? You just go ahead and go on the internet. Hey, you know who got a whole entire mixtape dedicated to getting that whole ass waxed? Ja Rule.
Boom.
Because 50 was on that man's neck. 50 was on a lot of people's neck.
Yes, he was.
So when it comes to rap these days, and we can talk about skill level, we can talk about how easy it is for somebody to bar somebody up, and then people actually take that and say, oh, that was the hardest thing. Because our level, when even with push-ups, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even with push-ups, I listen to this and I'm like, all right, I hear what Drake is saying, and he's really going at the idea that Kendrick has, you know, like this contract, and it's just like, hey, right. Yo, they got you doing all these different collaborations, blah, blah, blah. We need to take a look at it.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I see the shots there. That's right. Like, that's, oh,
like,
okay.
He has to give up 50% of his publishing. Right. But I was like, that's not as bad as those some people.
But yeah, yeah, but then, like, to me, meanwhile, you know, you have Meg Thee Stallion dropping Hiss, right? And then so it's like,
and said no names,
right?
Somebody said it best when he was battling Meek Mills, Drake, that basically Drake assaulted him to death with water balloons.
Pretty much.
I mean,
pretty much.
And it wasn't
death
hard.
Death by a million cuts.
So I just want to say, just to let you know, Beyonce did follow up with Flawless. We cannot play Beyonce on here because they will snatch our ish down. But here it goes. I know when you were little girls, you dreamt of being in my world. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Respect that. Bow down, bitches. I took some time to live my life, but don't think I'm just his little wife. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. This is my shit. Bow down, bitches. Bow down, bitches. Bow down, bitches. And that was her response to Carrie Hilson. Here's the thing. If you hear it, if you listen to it, it is a lot more oomph than me reading it. But like I said, I don't want us to get snatched down because Beyonce's team is really good at that. Mm. But she really did go back. Like, you dreamt of being in my world. And I mean, like, dang. Like, when you think about it, yeah, she probably did dream about, like, working and collaborating with Beyonce.
I just want to kick this shit off by saying, fuck y'all. I ain't got to clear my name on a motherfucking thing. Every time I get mentioned, one of y'all bitch ass niggas get 24 hours of attention. I'm finna get this shit off my chest and lay it to rest. Let's go. And if the beat live, I feel like Mariah Carey. Got these niggas so obsessed. My pussy so famous, might get managed by Kris Jenner next. He can't move on, can't let it go. He hook nose full of that Tina Snow. And since niggas need making help to make money, bitch, come be my hoe. All of you bitches is wig on the Bible. Talking shit for a no one could find you. I can never be judged by a bitch that was dancing, making R. Kelly go viral. Hey, I'm sexy as fuck and I'm freaky. Get whoever I want any meaning. Why the fuck would I stay with a nigga that's weak and the sheets and don't know how to please me? Bodies on bodies on bodies on bodies. Say he fuck making and now he the topic. These niggas thinking they lowered the value. All this free promo, I'm turning a profit. Hate when a nigga be kissing the teller. Say he'll play up here in his feelings. Bet I won't give up the pussy again. Shit, shit. I add it to his friend. These hoes don't be mad at Megan. These hoes mad at Megan's law. I don't really know what the problem is, but I guarantee y'all don't want me to start. Bitch, you a pussy. Never finna check me. Every chance you get, bitch, y'all weak ass wanna dress me. Bitches swear they cheat, but the G must stand for goofy. When the fuck did all the gangsta niggas turn to groupies? Everybody wanna kick it when you ain't a threat. These niggas don't like me cause they know I'm on their neck.
And what's crazy is that she is somewhere right now on the stage kicking that shit live.
Yes, she is.
I guarantee you when she recorded that, that was one take.
One take.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. And see, so to me, like, it's hard for me to care about a diss track if you are not bringing this type of energy, which fucks me up about Chris Brown, because that kind of energy is what we should get.
Mm-hmm.
Meg's energy is what we should get. Yes. That should be all around.
You can hear it in the voice. Like, there's just, you know what I mean? Like, you can tell they
it's
are.
It's the delivery.
It's that delivery. Like, that, you can hear it that this person has the conviction that they really are meaning what they say.
Yeah, not just, like, you started some shit, and now I'm going to finish it.
Yeah, this ain't a subliminal. This ain't something innuendo. No, no, no. I'm coming at you. I said your government name.
And honestly, that's what's being missed, because all these subliminals, and even to Kendrick. Like, my whole thing about it is Kendrick has been putting out subliminals on whole nine. Mm-hmm. But see, the thing is, I guess with rappers, they like,
Yeah.
I'm talking directly you. So I don't care if the crowd figures it out or not. This is a conversation between us right now.
Right.
So when it becomes right. personal is when you name call. And that's what has yet to be, had. Like, I give Drake props for personalizing his shit and said, all right, you know what? Fuck it. I'm coming straight at your neck. That's what you want. Like, he at least did that.
Yeah.
Because, like, he started mentioning the top and everything. I'm like, there we go. That's how you do it.
Right.
Problem is, though, the problem is it's not enough. And then also, too, there's a certain level of rapping that I feel very few people are doing.
Yes.
And so that's another thing that skews it, because people will say, like, oh, well, like, you know, Kendrick, he went in, he responded, you know, he was on Future, Metro Boomin's joint. And I was like, yeah, but that's light work for Kendrick, what he's saying, though.
Yeah.
That's really light work.
Yeah.
Because if you go back and listen to The Heart, y'all going crazy off of a featured verse? That's wild to me. Now, the thing is, it got people riled up. And Kendrick did a lot with just a featured verse. This is the wildest shit about this whole thing. That was just a featured verse.
Right.
So I keep thinking, if y'all are getting this crazy over a featured verse, oh, when that is really finally releases his shit, that's when it's going to be like, okay, this is the craziness we want.
I'm excited.
Shout out to Meg, though. And because honestly, a few people I follow, one person said, like, yo, women is really like running rap. And when it comes to disses, also honorable mention, too, don't sleep on Doja. And I'm just saying that. Yeah. I'm just saying in general.
Yeah.
Because Doja's also show when she feels like really rapping,
she raps.
She can rap. Mm.
That's why
I knew it was something up when she said she was a fan of Lil Brother.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, her ass can rap her ass off.
But that's why Go ahead. No, I was like, that's why when Remy Ma said what she said, and she's like, she doesn't really think that Doja Cat's a rapper, I was like, that's bullshit. Mm. She a rapper. Just because she does pop doesn't mean she ain't a rapper. Go ahead.
I understood that, because that's what all folks were seeing.
Yeah.
And it's easy, but see, one thing I learned about back in the heyday, where I actually used to even dabble in like writing raps, is that one of the tricks that some people would like to do, they would actually just go write the most silliest thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I sit on the corner with Cat in a hat. Meanwhile, I got me a Gat, but you know what? Instead of using that, I'm going to eat some cheese, because I like to say please and thank you, because, you know, I already know that I'm humble, but I still outrank you. And then somebody comes along and be like, oh, that shit's whack, nigga. What the fuck, man? You know, I'm going to get at this off that. So then they go rap some hard shit.
Right.
And so then the person that was sitting there, you know, talking about rap with Cat in the Hat is like, all right, you bum ass nigga, I'm giving you 24 hours. Let me tell you right now, I'm the one that holds the power. Have a lot of you rappers sour when I go ahead and spit bars. A lot of y'all want to be the stars, bitch, I already been there. Top of the clouds, I'm the highest rank. A lot of y'all, for real, y'all get flanked. I go ahead, I shank you with your own knife. The way I do this, I put a price on your life, and everybody going to get a Dorito. Way I come back through here, I don't need to use the heat, though. You coming through saying that you actually nice with the boss? Come on. You only nice if OnlyFans is going on and you the porn star.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So like something like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. And this then stuff. Suddenly you're like, wait a minute. Where this energy come from?
Right.
Right. So like
laying bear traps.
Oh, and that was a fun shit to do.
Yeah.
Because nobody saw it. See Rob going down the street. Tried this Rob, and then Rob all of a sudden going to the booth and then look at the producer, and the producer is just like, then the engineer gives a thumb up, and then Rob is like turns into like some muscle bound looking LL dude, and then raps for like 8 minutes straight, not taking a breath.
I see it. I know it.
Right. That's what people would do. So like when it comes to this thing, that's why I think, again, like Doja, like I heard Doja spit, and it was just like, and it's a couple. She has a couple out there, but it's just like, oh, you can really do this. And I like that.
Yeah.
But see, that's the thing, like the aggression. And I'm not even, right now, Chris Brown has the hardest to strike out. Yeah. That fucks with me. Like, right in this moment, the past week, as of this podcast, because we've been getting our asses handed to us every fucking time we finish recording, the shit gets uploaded. By the end of the fucking day, which is why I'm starting to think maybe we recording on the wrong days.
Yeah.
Some shit happens.
Yeah.
And it's like, the fuck? And then we got to talk about that on the next show.
Maybe we need to have like something in place where we have like a emergency like session. You know what I mean?
It might have to start.
Maybe.
Or if a certain broadcast company wants to hook us up with a deal and we could just be on the radio every week, morning show or something like
they
that.
They just dropped the Breakfast Club from Atlanta.
What up, Atlanta? Let's go. Yeah.
Like, you know, Kendrick just like Kendrick just came out with something. And it's like an opera. What?
Could you imagine, though? We were really... That would be interesting. Like, so what are y'all doing? We're like, well, apparently we're about to go record the show.
Yeah.
And 8 a.m. in the morning. And then we just got to check social media. Rob, okay, well, this just dropped.
Like Rob. Checking right now. Kendrick just respond. Let's get it. All right.
Yeah.
I'm out, y'all.
Yo, we've been... And see, that's the thing. This has got to a point where I'm like, you know, we got to actively check for shit. Also, I want to address up before we get out of here, right? How is it possible that Jill Scott may have actually heard what Kendrick got coming before everybody else?
Really?
Yeah.
I think because she had to clear something for his album. That's why. Because when you have to clear stuff for an album, you get it a certain amount of time beforehand. And, like, the only difference is Beyonce waits until, I think, 2 weeks before to give your lawyers enough time. So, like, everyone that talked about Beyonce on Cowboy Carter, like Shaboozy and Britney. Did you know Britney Spencer was from Baltimore?
No.
Yeah. I think her name is Britney Spencer. Let me make sure. But anyway, so, like, everyone, you have to clear it. So, I think that... Brittany Spencer is originally from Baltimore, Maryland, and she is a country music artist. So support Baltimore artists, support her, go listen to her. She's dope. I actually went and listened to my Weird Life. It was actually really good. But anyway, I say all this to say, you have to clear it by a certain time. So if Jill Scott is saying something about clearings about a Kendrick album, which means she just got the papers to clear something, that means it is either coming out this year, like they said in May, or, which I think might be a little bit too soon because he just came out with Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers last year, or was it the year before?
I think it was the year before. I thought, I'm completely...
You mean when that album came out?
Yeah. I wanted to say 2022, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, 2022.
I thought that was going to be his swan song.
No, because apparently a few years ago, someone was like, Kendrick Lamar is doing every form of media. As an album. So the first one is Project, where is it? Section 80, where you see like it looks like a radio thing, Polaroid, stuff of that. Then it's Good Kid, Mad City. And I can't figure out what medium that is. I think it's like photography. And then you have To Pimp a Butterfly. And that's supposed to be a certain medium. And then you have Damn, which looks like a magazine. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, which looks like a stage play. So what's his next medium? Is it social media? Is it a movie? Like, what form of...
So, I think we're getting film.
Okay,
because,
that makes sense.
Remember, after his last album, that marked the end of what Kendrick was doing as far as TDE.
Right.
So, he was moving to...
All right,
To do his own thing, and he has his own label... called P Line.
Yeah.
So that's his own label. And he's actually working on a project in joint with Chanel.
Ooh.
So that's why I was really wondering when we would possibly get anything, because the Chanel project, there's actually a trailer for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a trailer.
Mm.
And this has been out for a while. So after Mr. Morale and the Big Stepper, he parted ways with TDE and he went on to star P Line. And you can actually look that up.
Okay.
He dropped a trailer for Chanel. And I'm actually going to see if we can pull it up. But he dropped this trailer And it's actually supposed to be, it's actually supposed to be something that I think we get this year. But basically, and I'll put this link also in the show notes for y'all too. Kendrick Lamar scores the Button film for Chanel Haute Couture, and this is for spring summer 24. And it's another unreleased song that actually debuted in this song. Now, this was actually reported back in January of this year. So this is why I think if he's doing anything, he's scoring this project right now. So if we get anything out, that's why I swear it's going to be whatever in the Heart series he has. I feel personally the response to Drake, that would be the Heart part six. I want to say we're at.
We're at part six.
Or potentially, if he is also working on an album that's going to be his very next album and it's off his own imprint, then that would be when we finally get this response to Drake. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing that we got to keep in mind with this whole, rap beef is that, you know, artists move very differently in how they respond. Back in the day, you know, if a diss track came out, you probably going to hear it. But at that time, which I will give Drake credit for this, at the time, the way you got that was DJs. Mm-hmm. DJs was the one that was leaking this stuff. Right. Unless the artist went to the station.
Right.
And they decide they're going to give somebody the exclusive. So
New shit.
Right. So now, it's like, well, this the track could be a part of the rollout. It also could be he drops a little snippet. Mm-hmm. And that snippet hits, internet goes crazy.
Right.
And then it's like, now everybody's waiting for this album, you know? And if you notice the way Kendrick ever released music, look at every single album he's done, right? Kendrick releases the album, there's a rollout, and then he's gone again.
I'll take you one further. He releases a diss to something or someone. Album disappears.
Okay. Yeah. Like he's either been featured on the album,
mm-hmm.
and then nothing. And then his own single comes out and then boom, an album and he's gone.
Right.
Right. Or it's been no feature, but yet he's got a new single out. Does his thing. And it's gone. He's gone. He's every single album. This man has went into album mode, mm-hmm. comes out, talks, interacts, boom.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he's gone again. That's always been Kendrick. If you pay attention to any album this man has released, social media is quiet.
Yeah.
He's quiet. He's very quiet. The only other time he's come out, if this is support his cousin.
Yep. And is that Kim?
Baby Keem.
Yep. And he did drop something. He said something recently where he's like, he said something to the effect of either he's been working with Kendrick or there's something he's working on with Kendrick that should be coming out soon.
So
just got to bide our time.
I'm fine with it. Like I've been said, like, I mean, not to y'all, but other people, I was like, Kendrick ain't dropping nothing anytime soon. Yeah. And I was like, unless there's an album coming out, and I looked at his past, that's why I was like, dang. All of his albums, he dropped a mixtape or a diss or a feature, and then like 6 months later, except for Control, he had a whole bunch of features during that time frame, and then after Control, Pimp a Butterfly came out in 2015. But
ain't gonna keep it in the buck. Baby Keem actually on the 29th of February, this is published by DX. Baby Keem teases Child with Wolves album with new music preview,
mm-hmm.
right? So to Chris's point, it may be a feature. So we get anything, Keem's album is going to come out. It's going to show that Kendrick's on the track. And then people are going to rush straight to hear that track. And it's going to be like, oh shit, is this where we hear in Drake? Now, my only problem with that is Drake came out with a straight diss.
Yeah.
Right? Let's stop doing the feature diss. Just at this point, just come out for the jugular.
Yeah.
Now that Aubrey has went and decided to release a joint and put an AI version of Pac and Snoop on it. I feel that Aubrey's going to earn himself this featured verse. If there is one from Kendrick, it'll be a feature verse, and then it's going to be just straight to the jugular, and I'm saving that for my album type deal, and it's a wrap. Because, like, I have a hard time seeing that anything coming out of what he's doing with Chanel. I got a feeling that Chanel, it'd be something he's like, nah, Chanel, I've scored this. This is what it is. I'm not about to put anything out there.
Oh, we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. It's a lot. It's a lot going on in the music. Yeah.
I'm done. Like I said, nobody, and I want to see a body.
Thank you for listening to 3ABP. You can catch us on social medias or get at 3ABP.com. This is your host, Chris. We have Big L and Rob signing off. Thank you.
Blood.
You know what?
Anybody want to see a dead body?
Is you doing?
Anybody, Boys in the Hood? Anyone?
Yeah, well, obviously, but... Dang, man, really? That's what we leaving with today?
Grab your Glocks when you see Tupac, call the cops.
We out, y'all.
See ya.
Coming at bitch.